Chapter 7. Then Tattenai, the governor of Celesyria and Phoenicia, and Shethar-Bozenai and their associates, following the orders of King Darius, supervised the holy work with very great care, assisting the Judean elders and the chief officers of the temple. And the holy work prospered, while the prophets Haggai and Zechariah prophesied. And they completed it in accordance with the command of the Lord God of Israel. So with the consent of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, kings of the Persians, the holy house was finished by the 23rd day of the month of Adar, in the 6th year of King Darius. And the people of Israel, the priests, the Levites, and the rest of those who returned from exile who joined them, carried out the prescription stated in the Book of Moses. For at the dedication of the temple of the Lord, they offered 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and 12 he-goats for the sin of all Israel, corresponding to the number of the 12 tribal leaders of Israel. And the priests and the Levites, arrayed in their vestments, stood in their proper positions for the services of the Lord God of Israel, as prescribed in the Book of Moses. And the gatekeepers were at each gate. The people of Israel who came from exile kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month, after the priests and the Levites were purified together. Not all of the returned captives were purified, but the Levites were all purified together. And they sacrificed the Passover lamb for all the sons of the captivity, and for their brethren the priests, and for themselves. It was eaten by the people of Israel who had returned from exile, all those who had separated themselves from the abominations of the peoples of the land and sought the Lord. They also celebrated the festival of unleavened bread for 7 days, rejoicing before the Lord, because he had changed the will of the king of the Assyrians toward them, to strengthen their hands for the service of the Lord God of Israel.